Hey, Mighty Men of God, Dr. Joe Martin here with the Real Men Connect podcast. As you know, each and every week I get a chance to interview some of the nation's most respected and accomplished men of faith and get them to share with us their stories, successes, strategies, as well as their struggles on what it took for them to become the men God called and created them to be as husbands, fathers, and as spiritual leaders of their homes. Because of your loyalty in listening to this podcast and leaving helpful reviews and sharing it with others, Real Men Connect has now become the number one podcast for Christian men on iTunes. Wow, God is good. And because of God's favor and your support, I'm now being asked to appear on other people's radio shows and podcasts to share what we do, why we do it, and how we do it. And it's been truly a humbling experience. And I want to share with you one of those interviews. I'm a weekly guest on Moody Radio right here in Chattanooga, Tennessee on the Jason and Tobby Morning Show. They asked me a question about how to develop a close, intimate relationship with God, or at least one of the listeners had sent in a question. And after that segment, I felt that what I shared could benefit our listeners as well. So this week on the Real Men Check-In, I'm going to share with you a clip from that interview, and I hope that it blesses you. Here's the interview in progress.
Pat Barrett. It's The Way. Mornings with Jason and Tobby, 88.9 Moody Radio in Chattanooga, from the Word to Life. Privileged to have Joe Martin joining us with Real Men Connect. Joe, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jason. Good morning, Tobby.
Good morning to you, Dr. Joe. You know, a couple of weeks ago when you were on, someone texted in a question while you were talking, and they were wondering, you were talking actually about how men can connect to one another.
Right.
But he wanted to know, how do you have those feelings of connection and intimacy with God?
Wow. And Tommy, I must admit, that question that that person submitted, and I thank the listener for doing that, was probably one of the most important, if not the most important question he could have ever asked. I'm assuming it was a he, if he's listening to us. But in Matthew 22, when Jesus was asked, what's the greatest commandment in the law? Jesus replied, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind. He said, this is the greatest commandment. Now, I don't believe there's any room for misinterpretation of that scripture. Nothing, and I repeat, nothing is more important than establishing an intimate, close relationship with God. That's why he created us. But as men, as Christians, we hear this all the time. But what does the word relationship, I'm putting air quotes, relationship actually mean? And since I'm always coaching, mentoring, and discipling men, I want to communicate it so that every man listening can really understand it, especially the listener who submitted the question. It simply means having an open, honest, authentic, two-way, and that's the key, a two-way conversation with God. Just look at the word intimacy and break it down. Intimacy. In-to-me-see. Just like any relationship, you have to allow yourself to be vulnerable enough to let another person see into you. And that person, in return, allows you to honestly and authentically see into them. Now, in this particular case, God already knows you. And he knows you from the inside out. Even the hairs on our head is numbered. But even though God knows you, he doesn't want you to hide from him. Because that's what Adam and Eve did when they realized they were naked. They were vulnerable. So they hid from God. Their sin broke the intimacy. But God sent Jesus to restore it. So we no longer have to be ashamed for God to see us as we truly are. And for him to know our deepest struggles, secrets, and sins and scars. Because of Jesus, we can now be as close and intimate with God as we want to be. His spirit lives in us, so you can't get any closer than that. But like any relationship you're trying to build, intimacy and closeness not only require skill to cultivate, it requires a serious, consistent investment of time. And unfortunately, Tobby, because we, as men, we weren't discipled properly when we got saved, most of us never learned the skill of building and cultivating a close relationship with God. I wasn't taught until I was 36 years old, and I grew up in the church, and that's unfortunate.
Joe Martin joins us this morning with Real Men Connect, so time is the key.
Yes.
And Joe, in today's world, scheduling that time is crucial. I mean, if we have to literally mark it on our calendars and make it an appointment that we take time to focus on that intimacy with God, then don't be afraid to put it on the calendar and make it an uninterrupted moment in time that you spend that with God each day.
Absolutely. And that kind of leads into what the natural question for the listener who wrote the question is, then Joe, how do I do that? How do I build this relationship? And Jason, you hit it right on the head. We have to be intentional. You have to be intentional. you know, when I ask people about this, we call it quiet time, spending quiet time with God. When I ask people about quiet time with God, oh yeah, Joe, I do that. I read a devotional. I listen. This is at least what I hear from men. I listen to worship music or moody radio every day and I pray. And I think that's great. But if you want to grow closer to God, remember what I said earlier. No, it's no different than building a close relationship with your wife. It requires a two-way conversation where you have to listen to what she or, in this case, God has to say to you. And you can only hear from God if you ask him questions. But you have to be intentional, like you said, Jason, about putting on the calendar. So I want to break it down very quickly of how you do it. And I'm assuming we realize that when Jesus said it's the most important thing you could ever do in your life, that it's no different if you don't forget to brush your teeth, wash your face, or eat breakfast. There's no excuse you don't have time for God, because that's part of one of my rules, is that I won't eat or brush my teeth until I spend time with God. So God probably doesn't like my breath in the morning, but he knows I'm spending time with him every morning. But here's what I will teach men. This is how I'll teach men how to spend quiet time with God. One, like you said, Jason, pick a designated day, time, and place to meet with God and stick to it. If you had a standing appointment with the President of the United States, you wouldn't miss it. So don't stand God up or don't be late. And I meet with God 5:30 in the morning in my basement 6 out of 7 days of the week. Now, the day I don't do it is on Saturday morning, because I'm meeting with a group of men and we're discussing our quiet time with God together. Also, have your Bible and a notebook or notepad or even a laptop near you so you can journal and take notes. And this is so important because you're preparing to hear from God. And before you start reading, pray to prepare yourself to hear from God, because we get and we find what we intentionally look for. And God says, if you ask him for wisdom, he will give it to you generously. Then now here's the key. Pick just one chapter to read. Don't try to read the whole book of Leviticus. All right. Just pick one chapter to read and study. Now, my suggestion, because men always ask me, Joe, I don't know where to start reading in the Bible. Here's my simple philosophy. Read for your need. Let me say that again. Read for your need. Whatever fruit of the Spirit you're struggling with, start there. But you can easily start reading about your marriage, about your finances. At least this is what men tell me they complain about. Lust and temptation, forgiveness, holiness, or even trust. So read for your need. And after you finish reading that one chapter, that's not intimidating. You can probably finish that in probably about 5 or 10 minutes. Ask God these specific questions. Now, or something similar to it. You don't have to ask these five, but these are the ones that I ask. And I use the acrostic space, SPACE. So they shouldn't forget this. First question I ask after I read for my need: Father, what sin do I need to confess here? Now, I've been doing a quiet time consistently, Jason, for 13 years. Do you know in 13 years I've asked that question, God, what sin do I need to confess here? And the Holy Spirit has never said this: oh, you good today, Joe. Nothing. That's never happened ever in my life. Unbelievable. And so the first question, what sin do I need to confess? P, what promise, Lord, do I need to claim in your word that reference this scripture? What promise do I need to claim? Because God has over 3,000 promises in the Bible. God, the A stands for attitude. God, what attitude in my heart do I need to change? What a great question. God, what attitude? See, because he sees the inner man. People don't see that. My wife doesn't see the outside. She only sees the outside. She doesn't know what's going on the inside of me. God does. God, what attitude in my heart do I need to change? And the C stands for command. I say, my King, my Savior, my Lord, what command do I need to obey here? What command do I need to obey here? We're not talking about just the commandments, but an implied, implicit command that he wants you to follow through on. Love your neighbor or whatever it may be. Then the last question is E, which is example. And I say, Holy Spirit, whose example do I need to follow or not follow given the scripture I just read? And simply you just write down your answer to the questions. And this is called journaling. And don't worry about answering all the questions or the amount of time you spent answering the questions. Just get in the habit of meeting with God and asking him questions, journaling your answers and enjoying his presence. Then after you finish, pray again, thanking God for speaking directly to you, not just through a preacher or a devotional, and thank him for revealing himself and his character to you through his word and his Holy Spirit, not just your mama or your wife. Make sense?
Absolutely. It sure does. Joe Martin with Real Men Connect joining us this morning with some very practical steps towards closer walk and being more intimate with God.
Thank you for listening to the Real Men Connect podcast with Dr. Joe Martin. Real Men Connect isn't just a podcast. It's a mission, ministry, and movement to help good men become the great men God called and created us to be. And the best is yet to come. So if you enjoyed this episode, go ahead and leave us a review in iTunes. It really helps us to build the podcast and to reach, teach, and impact more men, all for the glory of God. And make sure you check out realmenconnect.com to get our free tools and resources to help you go from good man to great man God's way. Again, that's realmenconnect.com. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the next episode.